It is one of the warmest and fuzziest fundraising organizations and rescue organizations in Sonoma County. It's Fawn Rescue. And on the KSRO live line with us this morning is the Vice President of Fawn Rescue, Marianne Trigado. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to have you with us this morning. Now, I'm fortunate because I live in Kenwood, and where I walk, I go right past an enclosure or two that is used to house some of the fawns that are rescued throughout the course of the spring and summer. You just want to go up and grab them and love them because they're so cute, but that's the absolute wrong thing to do, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we actually do our best to keep the fawns as wild as possible. We have a hands-off policy even when we rehabilitate them. We feed them with a mechanism attached to the fence, so we're not holding the bottle up to them by hand. And we also put large branches in once they can start eating greens, and they're able to basically, you know, behave like they would in the wild. And then once we release them, they're prepared for life in the wild, and they have a better survival rate that way.
I love what you guys say. It's impossible to improve upon Mother Nature.
Yeah.
The mother will always return to the baby once she's finished browsing.
Always. Always, always. We actually get a lot of calls. Almost half of our calls, really, are people calling because they think the fawn has been abandoned.
Yeah.
But really, the mother needs to go off and feed herself. And if she really keeps a constant presence where the fawn is located, she's actually luring predators to the fawn. So she does want to stay away a little bit, and the fawn will just stay still, hide, try to stay as camouflaged as possible. You know, and really sometimes the fawn is hiding in what we consider, you know, an open area because they know, you know, where the quiet neighborhoods are, and they know, you know, oh, no one's ever on that patio over there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to hide near the step, and no one will see me.
And they know Mama's coming back, generally speaking. So, Marianne, in what cases do we need to call Fawn Rescue and have you intercede?
Okay, definitely if you see a fawn that is trapped in any way, is, you know, maybe stuck in a fence. That happens quite often. Or, you know, if they're injured in any way, you know, you see blood, obviously. Or if they're lying on their side, that's not a natural posture for them. Their head may be thrown back. Or they may be really kicking and thrashing about with some crying.
So that's a good time to call them. We have to mention.
That's definitely a good time to call.
We have to mention Matt Wolf, who is the rescuer of Fawn Rescue. He's the guy that goes out, along with some help, goes out at all hours of the day and night, rain or shine, whatever, to take care of these little babies and make sure that they're all right and get to the right place. Tell us why it's such a big deal, this issue, in the late spring and summer.
Well, right now it's fawn season for us. They're being born, and so we're going to start seeing more in the environment. It's really important to, you know, keep a safe distance from them, you know, really any wildlife. And so you definitely want to keep them afraid of humans. We don't want them getting used to us. You know, you definitely don't want to continue to approach them. It makes Matt's job a lot easier if you don't.
Yeah.
And, You know, if they're lying peacefully, laying flat and quiet, that's normal behavior. Learning the difference between normal behavior and what's abnormal is really the key.
Well, it's also us sort of putting aside some of our natural tendencies. Well, Marianne, I think it's one of the best organizations in Sonoma County. Fawn Rescue is the name of it, and congratulations to you and your folks over there for the continuing work that you do in Sonoma County. We will be sure.
We're really looking too for volunteers now, so please give us a call. We are having a community workshop coming up on June 24th at 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock at the Sonoma Library.
Okay, it's very easy to get to. FawnRescue.org is how you get to the Fawn Rescue people if you'd like to volunteer. Also, if you'd like to donate. Marianne, thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. We are solely funded by donations, so please give us a call. And we hope to hear from all of you. And please, don't kidnap a fawn.
Yeah, don't kidnap a fawn and keep your arms away from them. That's Marianne Trigado. Thanks, Marianne, from Fawn Rescue, the vice president there.